Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 here as we launch into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Many friends of the show being arrested today in Manchester as the police cracked down on liberty-loving people who were just having a protest out in front, doing a little chalking out in front of the police station. The police came out, demanded identification from some of the protesters, and they refused because, well, why shouldn't they? If you're a free person, you shouldn't have to provide government ID when you're just on foot, just out and about. And they arrested people for that. They confiscated video cameras from folks. According to an update here from one of the activists on the scene, it looks like a couple folks have been released from the captors, from their kidnappers, the Manchester Police Department. And also Garrett, who is the primary blogger over at freeconcord.org, and he's been doing some really great reporting up in the Concord region. I guess he'd come down to Manchester today for the protest. He was arrested today, and he just left a Porcupine 411 message to inform everybody that he has been released. And he somehow managed to get out of there with his video camera. So they give it back to him for some reason. He's got all of his footage.
It doesn't make any sense. You know, if you're gonna confiscate activists' cell phones, because, well, the claim is that they're evidence. If you're going to confiscate these cell phones and because people were videotaping with them, then you got to follow through. Throw these things in the evidence locker where they'll never be seen by another person again, because that's what happens with evidence when the cops collect it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like they want to be Gestapo, they just don't know how. They just don't have the cojones for it or something.
So Garrett has been released. He's got all his video intact, and he will be releasing that when he gets a chance over at freeconcord.org. I'll certainly copy it over to freekeen.com when I see that pop up as well. Keep you in the loop. There is already some video up at freekeen.com if you want to watch the police crack down on a bunch of liberty-minded people. And, of course, get up here. If you love freedom and you love the ideas of liberty and you're willing to get active, there are different ways you can do it up here. If you don't want to do civil disobedience, there's plenty of other things like getting active in the political system to try to actually change the laws that these robotic cops are out there enforcing, these inhumane animals. I'm so disgusted by what I've heard about today.
So this is what I don't understand here is today – some activists in Manchester were chalking on the sidewalk and doing some protests for, you know, some incidences of perceived police brutality in Manchester. And if the cops wanted to arrest anybody, they could arrest the people that were chalking. There's an ordinance in the city of Manchester that says that you can't chalk.
They probably will be, I think, charging people with that.
I'm not real fond of the chalking. That's not my favorite activity. I kind of have some critiques for that kind of activism. But they're going after people for not having IDs on them. People that aren't driving anything for not having IDs on them, and people for using their cell phones to record what's going on, and just weird stuff.
It's disgusting what's going on, and of course, as we learn more, we'll certainly let you know. And the guys from Liberty on Tour are still in jail, and we will find out. I'm sure when one of those guys gets out, we'll have them on to talk about what transpired out there. But in the meantime, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Lou, listening in California to KGOE out on the West Coast. Hello, Lou. Lou in California. Lou going once.
Hey, Lou. Talking. My name is Will.
Oh, Will. Well, if you're in California, then you're the one we want.
All right.
Apologies, Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's cool. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm a Native American, and both of my cultures celebrate our funerals. We party.
Yeah.
And I personally, myself, have a party CD put together for my own personal funeral.
Nice.
And is the government going to start regulating our funerals to where we have to just sit and cry?
If that guy's in charge, yes.
The last
caller.
Apparently,
everybody has to celebrate death in the same fashion. And he was talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and juxtaposing that to the Jefferson Memorial. And I don't think you can do it. There's a much more somber atmosphere around the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's a performance. And so to get out there and start dancing in front of, say, people that are performing and, you know, doing the rifle change or whatever the heck they're doing there, is different than what everybody else is doing at the Jefferson Memorial, which has nothing to do with memorializing Thomas Jefferson.
Right. You're talking about, of course, the half a dozen arrests that were made at the Jefferson Memorial last week. Today, hundreds of people showed up at the memorial and commenced dancing, and no one was arrested, thank goodness. But go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Even the Christian Bible says that you're supposed to celebrate the passing of somebody and you mourn the birth. If, you know, they're going to read their Christian Bible, they need to read all of it. And I'll hang up and let you guys go. And
Lou, or Will, rather, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I always like the calls from people who, are in touch with the portion of, they call themselves Native Americans. I'm sure that nobody is actually full. There are very few full Native Americans, as there are very few any other ethnicities. And we probably all have a little bit of Native American in us. But, you know, the folks that are in touch with it, they understand that the government's not to be trusted. There are all kinds of agreements made with, Indians of all sorts. And they were all broken. And they're continuing to be broke all the time.
Well, they don't have to honor their agreements. They're the government. They
can change. That's what it means.
They can change the rules any old time they want. Let's talk to Jan, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Jan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jan?
Yes,
hey,
are you there?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just have a question. You know, if I had to ask about the ethnicity of the people that were arrested, it seems in this day and age, if you look Latino or Middle Eastern, no one will arrest you no matter what you do. But if you
what?
Don't look like you're from those
I'm
groups,
sorry, wait a minute. Hold
you
on.
Know.
Are you hold on. Are you a Latino lady?
Of course not.
A Latina. Okay, then you have no idea what you're talking about. Do you hang out with Latinos?
Absolutely. I teach Latinos. As a matter of fact, my classroom is 99.9% Latino, and I have not had an American student in 3 years.
You're telling me that Latinos in the United States are not getting arrested? Absolutely absurd. Mark, you were in jail, in prison for 9 years. Were there any Latinos in there?
A lot more Latinos than there were white kids in the prison.
Well, what I'm asking you is what was the ethnicity of these people?
I wouldn't be able to say. I really don't pay much attention
to it.
But I suspect that it was of all sorts.
I would like to think that everyone is.
Hold
being
on.
Arrested.
Hold on. On what question are you asking? Are you asking Manchester, where activists were arrested today? Or are you asking about Washington D.C., where hundreds of people danced illegally in front of the Jefferson Memorial?
I'm talking in general. In general, I feel like everyone, it doesn't matter who you are anymore, but you're more picked on if you're a WASP in this country now than anyone else.
Well, you're more likely to be arrested in this country if you're black.
But the people in, absolutely. But the people, it's like no one has a prayer anymore.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. Certainly, there's a crackdown on anybody. If they don't like you and they don't like what you're doing, then they will threaten you. And if you don't do what they say, they may arrest you. I don't think the color of your skin really matters. But it's certainly still true that the police enforce laws a lot better or harder, rather, in areas in which poor people live. And whether they're black or white or whatever, there's certainly a discrepancy there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, what I have to say also is, the big deal is with the Latino population or the non-American, quote-unquote, population, they're all supposed to have a card to signify that they're a non-American or whatever. And
a
they're
card?
Here legally.
Card.
A card. A card. So now what it's looking like is you if you're on the street, any cop can say to you, "Let me see your ID." I don't care if you're white, Latino, you're black, I don't care what you're wearing.
How does that make
now,
you feel, Jan?
Well, oppressed to say the least.
I agree with you
free.
There.
I think we better start looking at this real hard.
I'm with you, Jan. Thanks for the call tonight. It's call ended a lot different than it started.
Yeah, you can't expect freedom if other people don't have that same freedom. So if other people are, if people that look brown walk around having to show a card, then everybody should have to show that card. That would be fair. If you want freedom, freedom is not having to show a card.
Right.
So you have to advocate for that freedom for everyone.
Exactly. Freedom means allowing others to be free before you yourself will be.
We also had an author on recently, and the fact is that people have let Latino descent are just as likely to get arrested in their age groups as white kids.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetail, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
It must be that the planets have aligned and summer is getting into full swing because something unusual has happened here at OfTheField.com. We're having a sale. That's right, the Happy Summer Sale. Oh, we know it's not the official beginning of summer, but don't tell the wild food that. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. The best time to really learn, identify, and experience wild food is now in North America. It's all over by Monday, June 6th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the net, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. The season will likely be over before we have another sale. Even catalog customers can play by writing FREEFOODNOW on the top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off the merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food savings at OfTheField.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Features including the webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can chat. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, so go and enjoy all of that for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. You can learn more by visiting weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And if you hold on, next segment, I'll tell you where you can spend some. Weusecoins.org.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. An update on the mass arrests of liberty-minded activists here in New Hampshire. Manchester is where the crackdown occurred today at a protest out in front of the Manchester Police Department. Some people have been arrested at this point. Pete from libertyontour.com is out. I'm sure they'll have something up over at their site here at some point about what transpired. Also, young lady Kate was arrested there for, I guess, standing too near some chalk that the police were trying to take a picture of. So she's been charged with resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and, quote, hindering a police process with false information, because she apparently allegedly lied about her date of birth. So you also don't have the freedom to speak in this country. You can't speak something to the police that is not true without them charging you with a criminal act. I thought it was just the feds you couldn't tell lies to, but apparently they also have other rules about that elsewhere. So
That's going to happen.
It's legal for them to lie to you, though, by the way.
Yeah, cops lie all the time.
They're trained to.
Yeah, they are trained to find out things, information. So, your servants, watch out. They lie.
Continue. They're not your servants, Mark. If they were servants, they would act like it. You'd be able to say, oh, I don't want your service. Go away. Servant, go away now.
They call themselves civil servants, yeah, and suggesting that they serve you. They
just
don't.
An illusion. They serve their masters in the state.
Right. They serve, but they serve the government and themselves.
Yeah. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Marshall, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Hello, Marshall.
Hello.
Hey, Marshall. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just listening on the broadcast, and the Manchester police have most definitely violated the protesters' civil rights. The Constitution does give us the right to freedom of assembly.
The Constitution doesn't give you any rights. It's just a piece of paper. If you have rights, it's because you're a human being. The Constitution was intended to set out a list of rights that already existed that this government was supposed to respect and honor, but it does not give you rights. Sorry, I just had to point that out, clarification.
Yes, and I should have known, being a conspiracist myself.
Well, there's no conspiracy theory there. That's the intention behind the Constitution, was a set of rules for the government to follow.
Nonetheless, as government officials, they are required to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
Many of them have sworn an oath to it. You're correct about that, but clearly that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, well, they interpret peaceably assemble in whatever way their bosses tell them to interpret it.
Right, apparently peaceably assembling, according to the Manchester police, and this happens in a lot of places, peaceably assembling means you have to keep moving. Oh, you can't stand still.
You can't be in a group of more than three people.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like herding cattle.
Exactly right. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, it's I'll leave it for another time.
Thanks, Marshall. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Indiana. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Mike?
You're talking about civil liberties and the police and the rule of law. Really, is what we're discussing here. Now, I've got a lady friend who grew up in the old DDR, East Germany, under the communists, and she recently sent me a video of a sort of a pub in Berlin, a place where you go if you were nostalgic for the old DDR. And believe it or not, there are people who are.
Oh, sure. Well, but, at the very least, it's a tourist trap where people can go and look.
Sure, you bet. But there was a sign on the wall there in German, and it said it was a Stasi sign from the street. The Stasi were the East German secret police,
mm-hmm,
notorious. and it said, come to us before we come to you.
No, boy.
Holy crap.
And, yeah, that's right. It's a little bit chilling, but...
Presumably about reporting Jews?
No, that would about virtually anything. In the DDR, you didn't actually have to do anything. That's the whole issue. Everybody was under scrutiny all of the time. Now, here in Indiana, just recently, I've seen a number of things come down. I'm 63, and I've seen the gradual progression of this thing. We're little by little, we're taking on that police state mentality. You know, my son, who perfectly fine guy, he's a senior at the university here. He's getting ready to take the MCATs, go to medical school. And he's dating this girl whose brother happens to be a police officer.
Hmm.
The very first thing that the guy did was he ran a criminal check on him.
Wow.
That's not legal, is it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the fact is he did it because he can.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was a case some years ago. I was working for a brokerage. This happened about 2001. One of our brokers got a little bit drunk, had somebody drive him home, forgot his keys. He let the other person have the car, and he had to break into his own apartment. Somebody reported that somebody had broken in there. The police went in the middle of the night. He jumped out of his bed and got shot by a couple of local police and killed.
It's horrible. That's horrifying.
Well, the point is they were completely exonerated.
Of course they were. And that's not uncommon, by the way. And if you go to copblock.org, and by the way, thank you for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. You go to copblock.org, which is where some of the cop blockers were arrested in Manchester today, some of the guys that run that website. There's all kinds of stories of police abuse, murder. There was one recently where they shot a guy 71 times, and he never fired once. And he was a former Marine, I think.
Yeah. They shot at him a lot more than that, and they hit him. I think they hit him 60 times.
They shot it 71 times or
is
something
that right?
like that.
Okay.
Anyway, they shot the hell out of this guy, and every single time, almost every time, like 99 times out of 100, when the police rape or murder or pillage or destroy, they get away with it, man.
And in this case, they sent the paramedics away and made this guy and let this guy bleed to death
right.
on his own lawn, wouldn't let his wife go see him and see hear his last words or anything like that. I mean, these guys can really act in a Stasi esque kind of fashion.
And the system protects them every time. They always say, well, we're going to conduct an investigation. And then weeks later, the investigation's over. The cops are back on duty. Everything, according to the police, is by the book. Everything's okay. Sure, yeah.
What's the problem? It's the rule of law.
It only looks like murder. Sure, you'd be charged for murder if you did the same thing we did, but we're the police. We're better than you. We're coming up. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video appear as the Shrine of Female Listeners. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine, or just go check it out at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So you've gone to weusecoins.org, you've bought some bitcoins, and now you got some to spend. What can you do with them? You can go to spend your bitcoins every day for everyday needs at ftl.spendbitcoins.com. Through ftl.spendbitcoins.com, you can purchase all the stuff you need with your bitcoins. Why have bitcoins if you can't spend them? Spend them if you've got them. It's FTL is in freetalklive.spendbitcoins.com.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, by the way, the Bitcoin, $18.
Yeah. I remember it was like 18 cents. Recently.
It was $9 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. It just keeps on going up, up, up. Now, this is past performance is no indication of future. I don't know. Whatever.
It's crazy, though, what's happening with the Bitcoin. Anyway, more continuing here. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. As we continue with your thoughts, ladies first, Jessica is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. I have two questions to ask you.
Sure.
One of them is that I'm still in high school, and, you know, the teachers were asking for my phone. I said, no, I'm not going to give you my phone because you don't have really the right to take it if I say no. So they go, oh, we're just going to let you out and get suspended.
Hmm.
Well, it's the near the last days of school, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put up with it. I can't get suspended. I have to take my finals, and I'm failing my classes as it is. So I really can't afford that. So I, you know, just give them my phone. Was, you know, that the right move to do?
What was the question?
The question is, was it right to give up her phone when she's got finals to take and, you know, can't get suspended?
Well, no, because I told them no. And I know that if I say no, they really can't take it because that would be stealing.
That's correct, but they can kick you out of school. And this
they could take it if they wanted to. They're the government. And so when the government does stealing, they don't call it that. Then they call it an authorized confiscation.
Okay, but that's...
I think you would be totally in the right. I mean, I think you would be totally
right to hold on to your phone.
I'm just telling you, you wouldn't be able to charge them with stealing. If the government or the police or any government agent comes and takes something of yours, for instance, let me give you an example here. I was actually recording with my my old cell phone a couple of years ago out in public. I was recording the emergency medical technicians, the EMTs, taking away one of my friends on a stretcher after a cop had allegedly hurt him. And so I was recording this, and one of the EMTs lost his cool and stormed up to me and grabbed the phone out of my hand, storms off, and he stole my cell phone from me. But nothing ever happened to him. It didn't matter that I filed a complaint with the police department. It didn't matter, you know, that I had video footage of this guy stealing my phone. Nothing was done. I think that you would have been in the right to hold on to your phone, but it wouldn't have surprised me if at that point they then called the school resource officer in to put you in handcuffs.
Also, you have to sort of weigh every bit of activism that you're going to do. And in this case, it seems to me you didn't really have any options. You're sitting there. What, as a senior, is that right?
Yeah, and you know, they lucky for me, this was a teacher who actually, you know, liked me as a student. I was really well behaved. You know, I'm not one of those students, you know, slamming on the desk and making a big scene on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very quiet. I ask for help when I need it. So the teacher was just kind of like, wow, this is a shock. This, you know, well behaved student is not giving me the phone, you know. So till then, he was kind of getting frustrated. So he's like, look, give me the phone, or I'm going to call the dean. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, he's giving me an ultimatum, but just give him the phone. I get the phone back, and I find that they actually look through my text messages.
Yeah, oh, boy.
And, no, I don't do anything bad on my phone, trust me. But they look through my text messages, they look through my contacts, and I'm just like...
What do you think they were trying to do? Were they looking for sexting or something like that?
I think so, but in all honesty, I'm not the person to do it. And to an extent, we've had problems in the school, but still, if they were going to look for my phone, I have my phone unlocked, so they would literally have to go find my number... And then go in to find my code or call my mobile to find my phone. Oh, my password.
Wait, how would they find your password? I'm confused about that.
Well, you can call Metro PCS, the place I have it for, and they will, if you lost your password like a dunderhead, they can give it back to you. Or they'll reset it to 000 or something like that.
You think that's what they did?
Yeah.
So your password was reset when you got the phone back?
No, they took the password off, so I just put it back on.
Man,
interesting.
That's news to me. I did not know that. That's an unfortunate service that they offer in that particular case. And thanks for the call tonight, by the way, Jessica. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I still recommend passwording your phone.
My cell phone company has, like, you know, you have to give them identifying information and able to access.
Well, this
account.
Is a law enforcement officer who might have called, right?
That's
a possibility. So then the company will do anything that they're told.
Yeah. How do they verify that? How does a
good
company
question.
Say, you know, if I call up and I say, I'm a law enforcement officer calling to have a phone mm-hmm. reset, I've got a girl here chewing bubble gum in class, we confiscated her.
We're looking for some sexting here.
Yeah, I'd like to see naked pictures of her, see if she's got any on her phone. Can you reset her password for me?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's other news today, I guess it came out yesterday, but some more teenagers have been arrested for sexting. It's just becoming routine. The story that was written about this was about two paragraphs long, and when I say paragraphs, I'm being very generous. I mean, like, a long sentence as a paragraph. We're talking about maybe four or five sentences in total. So it's just so routine now that teenagers are being arrested for having naked pictures of themselves on their cell phones. It's just like, oh, yeah, some more kids were arrested today for
it's ridiculous
for sexy pictures on their phones. 1-800-259-9231, and it is ridiculous. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts and go to, I believe we've got Tom in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN in South Carolina. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, guys. And speaking of ridiculous, I want to call on behalf of everybody living in Myrtle Beach and apologize for that teacher earlier that said no Latinos ever get arrested. She lives in Myrtle Beach. She can go on the J. Reuben Long Detention Center site and find more Latinos than you can find probably in downtown Acapulco.
Oh, man. So they have the arrest records where they post mugshots and things like that online?
Yeah, the mugshots, the bookings, the charges, if they posted bail and whatever the charges may be and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, her experience is valid for her, but it certainly doesn't fit into my world.
No, not in the world where the sky is blue and the grass is green, that's for sure.
Yeah, those are the colors that I see.
Tom,
I got a question for you guys, though. I want to know, because I like magic, and, you know, I always wonder how you guys were able to get on RNN. We start the day off with Bortz and go to Limbaugh, then Hannity and Savage, and it gets worse. How did you guys manage to get on RNN? Who did you have to shoot?
Well, Dave Priest is the program director there. Nice
That's
guy.
Right, Dave.
I like Dave.
You're covering hard at that. Nice guy.
He's one of the first of all, Free Talk Live is a different show. Obviously, you know this. You've been listening. It's not a Republican-Democrat talking point show. And the fact is, some program directors, like Dave, are willing to take a risk on a show that's a little bit different from the norm. There just aren't very many shows out there like Free Talk Live, and so when they had the opportunity to give up with, I think it was like Rusty Humphreys, who's a really nice guy, by the way, really. Rusty, to give up on Rusty's show, because he's not doing Saturday Nights Live anymore, so they gave him the boot, and they put Free Talk Live in, because we're actually live, and a good, smart program director wants live content for his radio station.
We're the only thing live in the nation on Saturday night.
Yeah, Mom, I'm glad you guys are there. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great night.
Well, hey, take the time, if you like Free Talk Live, wherever you live, if you're hearing us on talk radio.
I'll call Dave on Monday.
Yeah, please, and thank you for that, because we do have a weekday show as well, and obviously we'd love to share that with your listeners there in Myrtle Beach and everywhere else. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. It makes a difference when you call your local talk station up and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. It really it does make a difference.
Sure, they don't get that many calls from listeners.
And usually they're complaint calls.
Yeah. So when you do call, you compliment their choices, tell them what you like about the station, when you listen. They want to know the information about you.
Yeah, and ask real nice like to hear more Free Talk Live during the week, for instance.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, we're coming up here. 800-259-9231. Time for you and your thoughts coming up. Free Talk Live.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woo-hoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
I shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free in the remaining moments and maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, live Saturday edition of the program, by the way. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You can enjoy the features there for free. In fact, if you like the fact we give you the website features free, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to the entirety of Amazon. Amazon, huge store on the Internet, the world's largest discounter online. I mean, just incredible deals, incredible selection. You know Amazon. You probably shopped there before. And if you're going to shop there again, and you should start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. You just click on the correct link for the Amazon in your country, and then just get your shopping done. You get the same great deals, the same great free Super Saver shipping, huge selection, used products, brand new, of course. Get your shopping done and just start through the links at shop.freetalklive.com. If you want, you can click the link once and then bookmark that, and then you can just go to your bookmark over and over again. That way they're still getting our code when you first enter into their site. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know the court's rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, download their free tools that they have there for you. There's a bunch of free tools, a free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics, newsletters. Use their free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. When you do buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu at the end of the process. Mention Free Talk Live as you check out, just to let them know that you heard it here. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, you can bring up anything. Alex is in New Jersey on the AMP lines. Hello, Alex.
Hi, guys. I have a brief response to Jessica's call about her cell phone being taken at school.
Yeah.
One recommendation that I have that I've used before is to take the battery out of your cell phone, because then they won't be able to, you know, do anything with it. without having a battery of that model. Depending on how common your phone is, that may or may not be, they may or may not have that battery, so they wouldn't be able to get in there.
So, boy, point of clarification, when would you take the battery out? Would you be carrying around a phone with no battery all day in the expectation that they might search it, or would you be attempting to remove the battery after they've asked you for the phone?
Oh, no. Yeah, if they ask you for the phone, just take the battery out.
Then
hand them the phone.
Won't they see you do that? And then they're going to want to look through the phone, especially if you're, like, texting in class or something like that. You know, that's their favorite thing to do.
I mean, my phone's been taken before, and I just took the battery out, and they didn't have a problem with it. So it might be hit or miss, depending on what school district you're in.
I mean, when I was in high school or school in general, one of their favorite things to do is to confiscate notes. Sorry, we wrote this stuff down on paper back then. They'd confiscate notes and then read them in front of class in order to make you very embarrassed so you wouldn't do it again.
Well, it's too bad you can't do encryption in your head. But I have two other suggestions for kids in high school,
okay.
Very briefly. If you want to do civil disobedience and you want to and you want it to be low risk or relatively low risk, number one, don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and call teachers that you do not respect by their first name and say and make a deal with them. You say, if you call me Mr. or Mrs. Whatever, I will call you Mr. or Mrs. Whatever.
That's good. Good suggestions, man. And thanks, Alex, for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. Mark, what's the Quaker perspective on that?
Well, I am a Quaker, and this is, Quakers would, I think many Quakers would consider the Pledge of Allegiance a prayer to a religious icon or something of that sort, that they would not pledge allegiance to a flag.
It's weird, man.
Say a prayer to a piece of fabric or whatever it is that is going on there.
By the way, have you heard the whitest kids you know?
Yeah, I did
on the pledge.
That. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Early indoctrination on children for the pledge. And Quakers also would never say, Mrs. Smith or whatever. From a historical standpoint, they would address people by their first and last name. So they would call me Mark Edge or you, Ian Freeman. And that's how they would refer to people, everybody.
First name, last name.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward in certain circumstances.
Sure.
I would have a difficult time referring to my wife as Laura Edge.
There's nothing wrong with saying Laura, though, right? I mean, as a Quaker?
You don't have to say
the last name.
They would often address people that were, more than just really close acquaintances by first and last name. So I would greet you, every time I see you. Ian Freeman.
Oh, Ian.
Hark! How be thou?
Greetings. So I know that our listeners to LRN.FM and the Free Talk live streams have heard this a million times at this point, but our radio listeners probably have not heard it unless they've seen the whitest kids you know. But since you brought up the pledge, I figured I'd just share this with you. It's real quick.
Very good, kids. Now come and get your Ritalin.
this is always the case, too, is you'll find that the biggest proponents of the pledge tend to be people not, too old to go and fight anything. You don't love the country. You're a chicken. And, I'm not saying that there aren't people that are, certainly in the military that support the mindless reiteration of this, which is brainwashing in schools. But, it's so funny to hear people that, your kid needs to say the pledge so that he'll go and fight for my freedom later.
Except they're actually fighting for politicians.
Yeah, they're fighting for the power of politicians. This is the whole thing about war. War's like any other major league game. You don't win it some other millionaires fight other, you know, the millionaires you like are fighting millionaires you don't like. Those are the ones who win.
Yeah.
You just sit by and pay the price.
Nobody fighting wins in any war. Let's continue here, even if you live through it. Let's continue with Kevin listening in Indianapolis. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Tune into WXNT tonight. Hello there.
Hello, I broke the record. I was on hold for an hour and 28 minutes.
That might not be the record. But go ahead with your thoughts.
It's a personal record at best.
Okay, very good.
The protest in New Hampshire sounds like a Walking Tall movie that was just released in the Deep South, you know, starring Buford. So I don't know. It's hard to believe that took place in New Hampshire. I can't even believe that.
The tyranny is everywhere, man. I mean, even though the motto of the state is live free or die, clearly a lot of people have chosen to die up here. We've got to bring as many liberty-minded people here as possible because there's no chance for liberty anywhere where people are separated. People who love freedom are separated, and that's why we made the move here as part of the Free State Project.
Well, I guess you need to carry a big stick and use it. I called about the economy. I did want to ask you guys, what shape do you both, or do you fellows think that the economy is in right now?
I think we experienced the dead cat bounce because, you know, even if you throw a dead cat off of a roof, it will bounce a little bit. And I think that, you know, it's probably going to lay there and stink for a while.
Did you see the news, by the way, about the China, like, divesting themselves of 97% of their treasury bonds?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of that. Everybody's trying to get rid of dollars. Yeah. They're worth less and less every day.
The government, of course, is going to try to print their way out of the problem, most likely.
That's all they can do.
And that's not going to make things any better. So, I mean, the dollar has been losing value for ever since the gold standard was removed, the gold backing removed from it, and silver backing.
The last of which happened, I think, in 1970. And
right,
really
it's just plummeted since then. So, I mean, this has been a long time coming, and it ain't going to be something the government's going to be able to. They may have a few more aces up their sleeve to try to delay things.
I hope they do. I'm pulling for them.
But it doesn't seem very likely. Your thoughts, Kevin?
My thoughts are we had the worst economic news this past week, and I'm not going to blame Obama. I'm not going to blame Democrats or Republicans. It's just a conglomerate of a disaster. We started with losing our manufacturing base, but I did bring up on your show a few months ago about we need to start raising tariffs. I did run across this interesting we charge 2% tariff, while China charges us 22%, and India charges 40%.
Well, that's a really basic statement to make. I mean, there are different tariffs,
right.
And I would imagine that, I don't know if you're talking about averages but...
Mm-hmm. It all starts with the manufacturing and loss of the manufacturing jobs. And
well, if we really want more freedom, then we'd have to have the government abolish
tariffs. Legislate manufacturing jobs back into the country.
Hey, I wish we had more time to talk about it. Call us Monday night. We'll talk to you more then. Of course, you get to do that because you're in Indianapolis where you hear us all week long. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.